I'm Katie Harrison, and this is the Awaken Your Glow podcast. Together, we are going to create a new way of being radiantly healthy. And in the process, we will have so much fun. Welcome to another episode. I am extremely excited today because I have another Katie here with me. My very longtime dear friend, Katie Torrelton, is here. And I had the inspiration to reach out to her the other day. I was on a walk and had the idea of, wouldn't it be fun if Katie was on the podcast with me? And if you've listened for a while, I don't really have guests, but I am practicing and being open to following nudges. And the nudge felt strong enough that I texted her right away. And Katie, you said...
I said, sure, because I'm into following nudges.
And this is the perfect co-creation because you are exploring saying yes, and I am exploring the nudge. So right away you said yes, and I was so excited. We didn't have a plan or an agenda. I thought maybe we'd talk about the word awaken. That could be fun. But really, we're here to have a conversation because we love talking to each other and we love sharing our experiences and kind of our connections with this awakening process. So a little bit of background information. We grew up in Fairbanks, Alaska together, and I would say really became friends in high school and didn't have a spiritual path in front of us at that time. Would you agree with that?
You know, except in the version, a lot of laughter.
Yes.
Maybe if you think back about it, maybe some of what we were doing was a little bit of seeking.
I think you're absolutely right. A lot of laughter, a lot of seeking. And it's just been so fun for us as we kind of move around, or you move around the country, how we can reconnect and share our journeys together. So Katie, one of the things that you do so very well is ground us in presence. So I am hoping that you would like to take this opportunity to bring our attention to this now.
I would love to.
Thank you.
Okay. So, hello, everybody. I'm happy to be here. And I'm a blossoming somatic therapist. And one of the practices that we do is called orienting. And so we're just going to orient ourselves to the space that we're in right now. And so we're going to tune in to each of the senses one at a time. And just start to, you know, connect with this moment. And so first, go ahead and just tune in to the sense of sight, noticing whatever's in your view. Perhaps starting with a broad focus. Noticing any textures, colors. Noticing what it feels like to be in this space. And then little by little, rein in your focus so that you're starting to draw your attention to what's closer to your body. Again, just noticing what's here. And now shift attention to the sense of taste. And now smell. Just pausing to notice. Now shifting focus to the sense of sound. Maybe you hear the wind or a water heater. Maybe the sound of your own breath. Now we'll draw attention to the sense of touch. First, bring your awareness to your hands. Maybe feeling your clothing, the material of a chair, if you're on a chair, or You know, anything within range, just feel it and pay attention to the hands at first. What is it like to be your hands? What information do you take in? What do you sense? And now go into the inside of the body. So perhaps you're feeling what it's like to be on the inside of the hands or anywhere in the body. Just notice this is called interoception or the felt sense. It's our body sensation. You might notice any numbness or tingling. Perhaps there's a little bit of tension or not. Warmth, softness. And now tune in to where the limbs meet the trunk of the body. And come inward even further into the heart, the lungs, the abdomen. And just notice what's here for you right now, what's alive. And I do love to connect body sensation with emotion. That's part of my perspective as a somatic therapist. As you tune into body sensation, see if there might be some feeling sense or emotion that's connected with that. For me, for an example, I'm just feeling some sort of expansion through the chest, sort of arising through the shoulders. And it's part of how I know I'm excited to be here. A little bit of bubbling up energy, bubbling up and out. And so now coming into the lungs, let's just start to tune into the breath. Noticing this breath. And now this breath. Just this breath. And see what it feels like to shift attention to just the exhalation. And with each breath out, see if there might be a possibility of a little bit more softening, a yielding sense of arriving. Just this breath. With each breath out, there is a little uptick of the parasympathetic nervous system, our rest and restorative functions. In yoga, we call this the apana vayu. It's a downward wave of energy moving down the spine with every breath out, connecting you with earth. You might feel a little bit of warmth. Again, that yielding, softening energy as you let go into just this moment. And we'll take just a few moments here in silence, just Feeling that. Again, noticing whatever's alive for you right now in your body and in your being. Thank you.
Thank you. I feel as if my nudge, my intention has already been fulfilled because you've given such a gift to the listeners. I'm going to tell you that I feel like hot fudge inside. I feel ooey, gooey, and absolutely calm and peaceful.
It is a game changer.
It is a game
It
changer.
can be a game
It
changer.
can be a game changer. I mean, I know we can obviously say from our experience what the value of that is, but what do you see? What do you see in terms of that opportunity to become present? How does that shift you and your awareness?
For me, it's about coming into my center, feeling my ground. It helps me operate in the world from kind of a space of more ease and calm, more equanimity. You know, so all this stuff can be going on in the space all around me, but I'm more centered. Like I'm at the bottom of the ocean instead of being tossed around in the waves.
I love this.
Yeah.
I feel the same. The opportunity to practice presence for me feels like taking a step back from the busy mind, the thoughts, the planning, the figuring, the controlling. Like those are the waves on the top of the ocean. And just like you said, it feels like dropping down to the bottom where the things can still be happening above, but I'm at peace. I'm in my truth. Yeah. I'm in the flow. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
When we were originally talking about doing the podcast, I threw out the idea that maybe it would be fun to discuss the concept of awakening or the word awaken. Is that something that you would like to talk about in our conversation today?
Always.
Oh, yay.
The reason I think I'm on the planet. Actually, can I share about that?
Yes, Katie, yes.
I literally think the reason I'm here in physical form now or anytime, you know, could have been any time, is to support personal healing and transformation. And not just with, you know, I like to work with individuals and groups of people, but like I'm into like the individual transformation, but as that also raises planetary vibes.
Yes.
It's like a life mission for me, and I let that guide, you know, the course of my choices, my actions, you know.
I love that about you because that is your light that you are following, and your choices do reflect that. When
Yeah,
you,
I can be caught in the waves,
of
right?
course,
To
we
be
all
clear.
are. That's a part of our awakening, right? And then
Yeah.
that awareness and
Yeah.
regrouping.
But by and large, like it is my jam. It is why I'm here.
So when you say awakening to you, that feels like healing and transformation. Is that how you would describe awakening?
I'm coming in into awareness of the truth of who we are as
Yeah.
spiritual beings and then living from that place.
That is exactly what I feel. That is the same. I always
Yeah.
wonder what people think of when they hear the word awaken. Tom and I were in Anchorage and we were out walking, and I saw this big silo that had the word awaken on it in the distance. And I said, Tom, we got to go see what that is. I'm just so curious about this word awaken on this huge silo. And we got closer and closer, and it was this beautiful church that had just the word awaken on their silo. And then I was curious, well, I wonder what awaken means to them at
Right.
that facility.
Yeah.
So, well, I didn't go inside and ask them, but next time I will, maybe. Wouldn't that be a fascinating conversation?
Yeah. You could have them on your podcast.
I, oh,
Maybe.
Maybe.
Depending on what it means to them.
So, do you have any shares in terms of this process of awakening and transformation and how sometimes we can get caught up in the waves on the surface, in the
Sure.
externals?
Yeah. When you asked me if I wanted to be on this and if I had any ideas, something did come to mind. And I'm humbled to say that, man, it seems to be this thing that comes around over and over for me. And sometimes I can get a little bit embarrassed, like, am I still doing this? Like, because I know better and I have learned, but it seems to be that I get to learn and relearn and remember again. And it's just around, it is around being in the flow. And it's around scarcity versus abundance.
Oh, I
And
love this.
so, yeah, as you know, well, because we've been even talking about this exact topic for a couple of months now, because I know it was a Satya weekend 2 months ago where I called you crying. So, listeners, I got this new office space and I'm starting a business, and I can get kind of wrapped up in what feels like some societal pressures and family pressure, which is really just the old bonding, which is just the kind of mental messaging that I grew up with and everything around how fast you should make something happen and how productive it should be and how lucrative it should be. Should quote.
Yes.
Yeah. And I noticed that I am grappling, not in this moment, but I'm going in and out of grappling with that versus following nudges, you know. What it has been is a slow process of unfolding and me wanting to really enjoy what's happening. And when I'm there, things do just shake out, but it's funny how the second somebody asks me, how's business? How's whatever? Like I can get pulled right out of, like, I can go into some defensiveness around it and like kind of starting to defend myself to myself.
Yes.
Yeah. And so last week on Tuesday, I had a conversation that really threw me for a loop. And it was, and I have some family members that can throw me for a loop as much as I love them. And because I love them, maybe it throws me for a loop around, like, and here's the other truth of it is we've been dipping into our savings many times this winter. That throws me for a loop. You know what I mean? As
Yes.
I'm doing this thing that feels kind of self-indulgent at my own
Yes.
pace, as I follow my whims.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what happened is I was right there in the grip of this stuff. And then last week, my friend who's doing a meditation program for the Heart Sutras, which is part of the yogic teachings, she asked me if I'd do a meditation with her. And we went down to the creek and we did a meditation. And it was about the law of giving and receiving, which is one of the Chopra's seven spiritual laws, which are kind of a summary of yogic traditions and teachings. And between doing the meditation, sitting at the creek, as I was watching the creek kind of before and after we did the practice, I was reminded of my very first spiritual awakening, which probably, let's just say, that happened, I'll guess, 20 years ago. I was brought back to that moment of like, oh, like life is like a river. It's just this river floating along and it has a current, and you either get to ride the current, and with very little effort, without a lot of trying, you might gently steer yourself, but you're going with what wants to happen, right? Versus resisting it. And I was like, oh, well, I already knew, but I was aware of my resistance to it. And again, reminded of the opportunity to just ride the wave in spite of what I've learned for, a lifetime of like this culture that we live in where the GDP has to get bigger every year. Like, I don't get it. It's not sustainable. I don't accept the premise. And yet, for some reason, it's hard for me to just stay in that truth and knowing all the time. I get kind of ripped around it sometimes. So,
And can I ask you first, do you feel like this subject, I often call it the sticky subject, the one where you often find yourself saying, nah, this again, I know better, because I think that's a part of the awakening process. I think it is. Do you think that your sticky subject is your opening to awakening?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Do I have to have one sticky subject also?
No. There's so many. But what I think, but in
No.
my belief, when I feel that contrast of, oh, I was taught this, I'm shitting all over myself, this is a conditioned belief, right? Then I feel, that's not what I want. That's not my truth. And so seeing that and feeling that is my opportunity to drop back into my truth from my head and the shoulds and the beliefs and what I've learned back into who I really am. The creator in the river, co-creating with source, if that makes sense.
I guess I could say yes. I have a hard time because I'm feeling pressure to pick a subject, pick a sticky one. It's like I've got lots of sticky.
You've got lots of sticky.
But it sure, yeah, it does seem to be. And but Katie, so this is part of what came up over this. So everybody, listeners, I was just in a weekend workshop also related to the law of giving and receiving and Anahata chakra. The heart opening. And part of that is just part of a related piece of that is surrendering to the divine. Surrender is a sticky thing for me.
Yes.
And I'm also very, as you know, very interested in the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
So in that world, a lot of people talk about how story follows state. So as we're in different aspects of our autonomic nervous system are online at different times, our thinking follows.
That makes sense. Is that, would you relate that your automatic nervous system to emotions as well?
Yeah. So the autonomic nervous system.
Autonomic.
It's just kind of all of the things that operate behind the scenes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Emotion, from my perspective, is just a wave of energy.
Yeah.
And either it passes through or it gets stuck because, you know, because of our resistance and stuff.
Yes.
So they're totally related.
Okay.
So part of what I'm saying is like, depending on which aspect of the nervous system is online,
mm-hmm.
different emotions tend to come with it. There are
Yes.
patterns that are pretty consistent. And so I feel like I was in this state of being. So you'll even start without even knowing it, you're grasping for different reasons for why do I feel this way. And the truth is, like, I do have a samskara or a neuro, like these well-worn neural pathways of worry and concern.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not one thing, it's another. Like, you name it, it's just a thing I'm always working with.
Yeah.
And listeners, like, I have a long, long habit of numbing that with marijuana use. And so, like, decades old. And so, for me, I'm in a way dealing with a lot of this stuff for the first time without that
Amazing.
self-soothing.
Yes.
So
Yes.
It's been pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like really facing it and facing my discomfort in a whole brand new way.
Oh, it's incredible.
So Katie, you were just asking me about my sticky spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I never like to pick a thing. So that was part of my thing there. But what I am aware of is I freaking love evidence.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah. And so sometimes I do wonder if part of this back and forth that I do between like mainstream thinking, which often feels out of line with spiritual awakening versus spiritual awake, you know, go this back and forth is like evidence. So that is part of what I wanted to talk about. So with this Satya, the yoga program I'm in that I'm part of is called Satya, which is truth or non-lying. And it's one of the yamas in yoga, which is part of the eight-limb path to spiritual enlightenment. And so I drew a couple of cards last weekend. One of them was around self-worth.
Mm.
And so that's another thing that I didn't realize where that was maybe getting in my way with some of this around scarcity. I had been like, I do have this old sort of attachment to freneticism and like knocking stuff out as get productivity, getting it all done
Yes.
to the degree that I won't go do my health, my self-care practices and stuff, you know?
Yes.
And so one part of what I've been doing that I'm defending myself about is like taking time to do that every day.
Yeah.
And then I'll actually feel guilty about it. Like I'm not being as quote productive as I should be here in this time where we're using our savings to do this thing. And I drew that card and was reminded there was a time when I was calling all of those self-care practices, self-worth practices.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what, it's just life. Like, what are we doing? What are we here for? If it's not to enjoy life and be present with it, it's not supposed to be all hard work. It's crazy town. It's crazy.
It's crazy. We're conditioned. We're brainwashed.
Today, I was at a class today and we got to the end of it and the teacher, everybody's sitting there all blissed out. And he was like, you know, we're all looking at each other and he goes, it starts to make sense, doesn't it, to the body? Like it's all supposed to be a party.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know how much that resonates with me.
Yeah. And we forgot.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it
right? Like,
is.
what are we doing here if it's not to have a goddamn good time?
I know. In my journaling this morning, the message that came through was just lighten up, lighten up. Like everything doesn't have to be so serious. And this is not my philosophy on life at all. But the message was everything is light and it can be joyful.
So this is what happened the other day, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these series of things happened. And then I started, okay, so part of what I've been doing is like, oh, I'm not getting the calls. As I'm changing my business, there's other aspects of my business that I'm still doing. I'm like, no, I'm not getting the calls and whatever. Four things happened in a row after I got back in the flow. Like boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Evidence of all of the abundance. And by the way, my life is extremely abundant. So it's just this mindset around scarcity. It's just a mindset. And it is deep in my family. Like how much do you need? Like at what point will you feel, it's like root chakra stuff. Like at what point will we feel safe and like our survival needs are met? It's just a matter of working with that energy because it's all good. Violet, all here. I've never wanted for a single meal in my life.
No.
I have everything. Everything. So I don't know. I like I said, I love it, but I love evidence.
Can I give you some more evidence right now?
Yeah.
So if you can see the poster back behind the light on the wall there, it says, life is filled with abundant moments. This is one of them.
Yeah.
Meaning every freaking
every moment.
Moment is abundant.
Yeah.
And when I see that, I just am filled with that sense. Of course, of course. And I have so much trust in that.
I do too. I totally trust in it. And I feel it somatically in my body. I just
Me
feel
too.
Everything blowing up like a balloon, just expanding, lightening. That's one of my messages too, by the way, lighten up.
Lighten up. That was so fun. So if we are meant to be light and joyful and free, and you find yourself in your mind and it feels like pressure and shoulds, then what? Because I just want to share something practical with the audience. Then what? What do you do? Because some people can recognize, oh, I feel this pressure. I have these thoughts. And then just stew, 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 stew. Then what? How do you return to your truth of joy and lightness and abundance?
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually brought you to mind last week
Oh,
as I was
dear
getting,
me.
I like did a power of now move. My mind was like, me, 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 because I have a propensity for complaining, noticing what could be better, a propensity for holding on. And I was like, oh, power of now. Like, what do I feel in this moment? Where are my feet on the ground? What am I seeing outside of the car window? And I was immediately brought into this moment and everything shifted. I had the full body smile.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that happened. Also, this is a little bit different, but I also brought you to mind in the last few days, as I have been having a craving for marijuana, and not just for marijuana for a state of being high, but if I may be direct, I just feel like I want to. So I've been doing a lot of that with just air.
I wish people could see what you just did. It was adorable. Okay.
Imagine you were smoking a J.
Okay, so why were you thinking of me?
Because I would just, your methodology.
Oh, okay.
So part of my training is around, like, it is a little thinking oriented. And you were like, yeah, just breathe into it. I don't have to name this thought, this feeling. I don't have to name it. Just feel it and breathe.
Yeah.
And I do. I feel like a total shift of energy. It just feels straight to the, gets to the heart of it. So thank you very much, Katie, for a couple of your teachings.
My pleasure. What is, if you could recognize, what is the feeling when you feel the pull and you tune in?
It's, to me, it's dopamine. In my understanding, it's totally behind craving. And I know that feeling. I don't know why that's a draw for me, because I don't particularly want to get high. It's dopamine, I think, that I'm feeling. And now I'm able to separate those things and do something different about it. Okay. Those are two, your teachings are some of the things I do. And then also from a somatic therapy perspective, we talk about the ventral vagus nerve fibers. So these are part of our vagus nerve, and we want to do things to tone the ventral vagal nerve fibers to activate that part of our system. And so, for example, that centering exercise that we did at the beginning is one thing we can do. Any kind of a mindfulness-based practice, anything that starts to soothe the body and slow the mind. Stretching, music, sound healing can be really great. Sound vibration. I mean, you name it, right? I have it.
So again, coming back to the present moment, I just feel that is our most powerful tool, coming back to the present.
Yeah, I love that. The present, and for me, like, to come into my own center, my,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. The truth of who you are, that inner knowingness, that inner truth, that inner connection.
But I also just mean, so yes, and energetically. Yeah. Same thing, different ways to say the same thing, I guess.
Exactly. I love having these conversations because I learn so much from the science aspect and the way you explain things. It shows me that I have these knowingnesses, but then I love that it's backed by science.
I love, like, I've been paying attention to Buddhism for a long time. And more recently, like, yogic teachings. But yeah, the stuff they've been saying for thousands of years, all that we're learning with quantum physics and thoughts and everything as energy.
Yes.
That, like, literally in every single moment, there's infinite possibilities. I feel extremely powerful and, like, thrilled about all of it.
Me too. Have you ever read Autobiography of a Yogi?
No. I should.
Yeah. Write that down, because this is, again, going back to the ancient traditions, the ancient teachings. And I'm in the middle of it right now. And what I enjoy so much are miracles and things that we think are impossible happen all the time. It's just a normal way of life in this particular yogic tradition, in this book that I'm reading. So
would it be good as an audiobook? I have some audiobook credits.
Oh, I don't know. It would be, I don't know if there is one. I think it was written in the 40s, but someone might have recorded it.
Yeah. Autobiography of a Yogi.
Yes. Because it's just that premise of, there is so much more available to us and infinite potential beyond what our little conditioned mind thinks is possible.
Yeah, so this is back to my whole scarcity and abundance thing. Part of it is, I was taught, and I think many of us are taught, is like, you got to work hard and you've got to earn the abundance. And if you don't earn it, you're a freeloader.
Wow. I don't have that story at all. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, so that's one I'm working with all the time. And even as I shine in that. If I share that with my family, there's a little there, I believe I receive
Right.
undercurrents of disapproval that feels really challenging for me. Like one of our most basic needs as human beings, we are designed as part of our survival. We need to be nourished by our original caregivers. We need their approval in order to live, or they'll let just leave us on the wherever. You know what I mean? You've got to have safety and belonging with them. And part of that is having approval. It's a need, even if you don't get it. And so there's trauma. There's little mini traumas happening all the time
Right.
as you get from your parents, these little, or anybody, an original caregiver, these any of these little hints of like, that's not how we do it. That's not okay. That's not, does that make sense?
So I'll ask you practically, when you feel a sense of that, when maybe somebody in your family says something because their belief system is different than yours, and you feel that, like whatever that feels like, what are you owning? What are you doing? How are you taking care of yourself? How are you coming back to your truth and what you want to create in terms
Yeah.
of creating joy and abundance?
So I think that's a learning edge for me because it does tend to make me spin out for a period of time. I have five big brothers, everybody. And I spend a ridiculous amount of time defending myself to myself and my different brothers wear the clothes of these different parts of myself. They're disguised as me, telling me, you have to work harder to earn this. Having this office space, that's where the self-worth stuff comes in. I don't get to just get to have it. I have to earn it.
Wow, right.
Right? And so there's these different parts of me kind of fighting with each other. So how do I take care of myself? Like, well, it can take some time. And then I get to have a meditation at the ri river about the law of giving and receiving. Here's something I just learned that I was sort of inclined to do as a centering practice at the beginning, but then didn't. But maybe we could pause for a moment and just do something.
Sure, let's
Okay.
follow inspiration.
Okay. So if you would like to just close down the eyes or find a soft gaze, and again, just tune back into the breath. And it offers an opportunity in every single moment to practice this law, a spiritual law. This is the way things are, of giving and receiving. And with every breath out, we're giving of life. We're giving life to the plants that live on this planet and allow life for the rest of us. With every single breath out. And with every breath in, we're receiving. And I love to sit here now and feel my lungs squeeze and expand. And with every single breath, I'm in this flow of life, of giving and receiving and so much abundance right here, right now, everywhere, all the time. So that's a new practice. When you ask, what do I do for myself? That's going to be a go-to. It
What?
also really helps to be with people who are like-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
Like I
feels?
know this is, I know this is true, and it is tricky to not be seen by my own family in a way, you know, but there's an opportunity for practice over and over. I get to practice over and
Get
over.
to practice.
Yeah.
Can the practice be light?
Yeah, lately it feels real light. Like I'm super
Amazing.
But it had to get light first. It wasn't light the whole time. The first part was not light. It's been a lot of sleepless nights and worry, you know.
But look at all these wonderful, wonderful opportunities you have
Yeah,
to
I
sink
know.
back in. Yeah, it's amazing. What do you think is a gift that when you talk about giving and receiving, a gift you share that brings you joy to share?
Yeah, I love being just being present with people. So you might not know this about me, Katie. A lot of people think I'm a very good listener. In my relationship with Katie, I do a lot of the talking.
You're so present. You are so present. You're a very good listener and you're curious and you're inquisitive.
Yeah.
Love that.
Sorry to come back to yoga again, but I'm
I
not
love
sorry.
it.
Sorry,
Don't be
not sorry.
sorry.
Yeah, anybody, shout out to Satya Yoga with her, Sonia Hernandez. Like it is beautiful if you ever have the opportunity. Okay, last month we did a Sankalpa, which is basically like a summary of kind of our mission. And what I came up with is my wise and loving presence supports healing and transformation.
That's beautiful. And I just want to put in my two cents that I feel that you being you is the most shiny, bright, amazing gift that you bring to the planet. Like you.
Which is kind of true for all of us, right? That's
That's
how
exactly
we all
it.
can get to the heart of, yeah. That was the answer to your question. You're like, you knew the answer the whole time.
No, I wanted to hear your perspective for sure.
No, but I'm with you. Like, yes, when we shine our light, our actual true light, we shine that motherfucker bright.
freaker.
I'll restate it for the recording. When we step into our power and our truth and give ourselves permission to shine. For some of us, we need that permission. Not everybody does. And to just let it rip.
I'm seeing you with your family, letting that light rip, letting that light shine, just being unapologetically you, knowing your abundance, knowing your worth, knowing the gifts that you bring just by following the nudges and the inspirations.
I am always curious too about, the line of questioning and everything. How much is around them just questioning their own actions or choices? And also, it doesn't really matter. I'm curious, Katie, what sort of impact it might have to be the baby sister of six
As
versus
in
the oldest child.
more need to protect you and look out for you, and how do you
But
feel?
also for me, the impact on me to want approval
Oh,
from them, to want to
interesting.
be believed, to be taken seriously.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I feel like part of my practice is that my process doesn't actually have anything to do with them
It
and to
doesn't,
not
does it?
need anything from them.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Like
And
just
I,
being you without needing anything in return.
yeah. And this is again like at where I know better, and yet there's these old patterns that can come up, and often they don't. I am aware often they don't, and I love that.
That's incredible. I think the word I know changes in our journey. It's like, oh, I know this in my head. I know this in my head. And then it sinks and it sinks and it sinks. And then it's, oh, I know this in my heart. I know this. And that's when we are so quickly able to shift back to that truth within us.
Yeah, and our guts,
And our
right? Like,
guts. I know it in my heart and my guts. Yeah. Do you feel things more in your heart or your gut?
I don't want to
Or
pick.
neither?
Yeah, both.
You really like keeping your options open
Yeah, I don't like
with
to
your
pick.
sticky subjects too. You don't want
Yeah.
to
This is what I will say, you guys. Okay, of the
one.
parasympathetic nervous system, okay, the vagus nerve, which probably a lot of you have already heard about because it's kind of a big deal these days. It makes up 75% of the parasympathetic nervous system, that rest, restore, rejuvenate part of ourselves that we're exercising through meditation, through yoga, through stillness practices. 80 to 90% of the information passing through that nerve goes from the body to the brain. Okay, it's not the brain to the body.
Right.
To me, that's huge.
So what does that mean for you in terms of how you want to be with your body and your brain?
But we want to take care of your guts, your
Yeah,
microbiome, and everything.
for sure.
And also for me, just to notice. So a lot of emotion actually starts, it's not a thought. The thoughts come later. it's a sensation in the body. We have a process going on all the time called neuroception. Until you have awareness, you don't even know it's happening. And even when you have awareness, a lot of it's happening that you don't know about. But we're always tuned into cues of safety and danger without even knowing it. Am I safe? Safety and belonging.
Interesting.
Again, being nurtured and cared for.
Yeah.
You know. So safety and belonging, the information is picked up by these lower parts of the body, these lower energy centers, travels up to the brain, and then thoughts start coming in to try and make sense of what's happening.
Oh, fascinating. Mm-hmm.
I think it's amazing. And by the way, the information can be a thought. Like a thought can be the trigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
as
for
can
sure.
A certain kind of food, sugar.
Uh-huh.
Right? Or whatever. I don't mean to give sugar alone a bad name, but like it can be very, very subtle. You have a gas pain. Got to use the bathroom. It actually activates the sympathetic nervous system just a little bit, puts you into a little bit of fight or flight, freeze on. Why is that
Oh,
funny?
I don't know. I was just thinking of gas pain. I got stuck on gas pains. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you know in this moment? What feels like truth in this moment?
I think it's funny that I've like you asked me to be on your podcast maybe 4 years ago.
I did? Oh no, you did. You've been on my podcast in terms of you read your Christmas letter.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Isn't that so funny?
I forgot.
I forgot about that too. But it was just you. I had you record the Christmas letter about shine brightly, shine bright. I had you record it for my podcast.
Okay. I think you also asked me, did I want to be on it? And it was a hard no at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, there's a part of me that would be a hard no too, except that I'm like, why not? Like this opportunity came. You're part of this flow of abundance this last week. Like, sure.
Oh, it's so fun.
Possibility,
Just,
right?
Yeah,
But like,
possibility.
how am I feeling right now? I'm feeling that even as I've had kind of an aversion to putting myself out there in a virtual way, I kind of like it.
Isn't it kind
of fun? Kind of fun. I think I'm a little bit of a contrarian. And
Ooh.
So as there's like a move in this way, and also I have like this really strong pull of not that it has to be either or, but I think it doesn't have to be either or, but I really, really, really am interested in doing things in person. You know,
Yes,
I love
I
to touch
know.
people, be touched, hug. And it's just, I think it's because it's part of my path. And so that's clear, but that doesn't have to rule this out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, this was totally fun.
Will you share a little bit about your new office space and what you're creating and what kind of opportunities are
Sure.
becoming available for people to interact with you in person?
In right time, in my own good time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So my new business is called Inside Out, Somatic Practices for the Body, Mind, and Spirit. And it's going to just be, it already is, but it's going to be more of a mix of private sessions and small group experiences. So I've been a massage therapist for 23 or 4 years, 24 years. And so massage is a somatic practice already. You know, anytime we give the body information to like slow down the mind,
I love it.
Anytime we're working with the nervous system, but you know, connecting body and brain, you know, we're working, that is a somatic, any of them, they're all somatic practices. So I just want to incorporate different things. So what all that happened is I took over my whole suite, and now I have a room where I can fit 8 yoga mats. And it's cozy yoga, like it's definitely cozy. But I'm interested in doing small group experiences. And I'm going to be doing, I think starting in September when I'm actually home and stuff, my idea is to do, I'll have 7 students at a time. And for example, we'll be together on a Monday evening, 4 weeks in a row for 2 hours.
Incredible.
And I'll do a little bit of this somatic education. I'm very interested in the science behind this stuff. I super love it. And I want to share it. It's changed my life knowing these things. And I want to share that with people.
Amazing.
And then also a mix of stillness practices, movement. Part of what we do is some dancing. I always hesitate to call it that because it's really just movement and there's music and rhythm. And if your body wants to move in that way, it's welcome, you know, but there's no pressure to follow steps or whatever. And then also we do different sort of interpersonal activities, some mirroring exercises, and like kind of games where you're connecting with another person, but not so much verbally. So you're moving away from the left brain, and we're moving a lot into the right brain throughout the practice. So, and then part of it is also creative arts. So as you tune into body sensation, basically when we do that, and when we work with imagery, we're working with the right brain and we're working with the limbic brain, like the amygdala, and we're circumventing our thinking brain, solving, trying to figure it out. Like I'm very, basically this all comes down to emotion. I'm interested in working with emotion.
Yes. Yes.
And helping people explore how emotion lives in the body, because it does, and then expressing it.
Yes. I love it.
So that we all might get like shed some of our defenses little by little and get closer to the truth of who we are.
I love this so much, because when you share, it's a different perspective, but it's the same truth. We can always connect on that. And it's so fun and inspiring to see you doing this and being this and being this light and taking the little nudges and opportunities as you go.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the podcast. I'm so glad you said yes.
For asking me. I'm so glad you did.
I love you, Katie.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
I so loved sharing this joyful space with you. I can't wait to do it again. In the meantime, please email me your questions, Katie at awakenyourglow.com. Sending so much love.